What's happening, PGA DFS fans? Welcome to Rocket Mortgage Classic Week, and I am back with another one of my top five fades video. Of course, I'll tell you some values, I'll tell you some sleepers, but if we don't have some fades in there and the correct fades, it may be difficult to still win that big prize. So we're going to go over, of course, our top five fades for this week at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. But before we do, let's go into a little bit about how we did last week fading some of the higher priced golfers. The first guy I faded last week was Keegan Bradley. Don't expect to see his name on there again, or should I say you should expect to see his name on there again here this week. Missed the cut last week. His price went up. Course isn't that good of a fit for him. For me, it's an easy fade. So maybe I'm already going over some of my fades for the week, even though I'm doing a review, because the second guy, Jason Day, last week was the week to play him. He came in 10th. Good week for him. But now he's $1,400 more than he was last week. His back injury is still questionable. He missed the cut here one time he's come. For me, it's a pretty easy fade given where he is in his physical nature. For me, I just don't need to pay $8,900. So the top two guys who I faded, I'm going to also fade again this week. I took Tony Finau. He was an easy one. Easily missed the cut. He's so far out of form. Set to fade Brooks Koepka until he came in a top five in a good event. And maybe Travelers was the right time to do so. He came in fifth. And then I also said fading Patrick Reed because I didn't think he had top 20 upside. And I was right on that. He came in 25th. Did have some birdies and a couple of eagles, or at least one eagle, I should say. So the point-wise, Patrick Reed still did okay. He didn't hurt you, but he also didn't help you win big. I think that's kind of what I would determine a good week on per player. So for me, Brooks Koepka was a miss, and Jason Day was a miss, but Keegan Bradley, Tony Finau, big ups, and Patrick Reed was about even. So that measures out to about a B or a C plus in our grading scale here. I grade myself on my own teacher, so that's always fun. Let's go ahead and go over my next three fades this week, because I already told you it's not the place for me to play Jason Day, who is projected to be about 15% owned. And Keegan Bradley, for me, he already had as good of regression. There's no way he can putt well enough to keep up on this golf course. So I'm going to fade him. Strokes gain rank. Let's just go quickly on Keegan Bradley, why people want to play him. 28th off the tee, 6th on the approach, 65th around the green, and 187 putting. For Jason Day, 20th off the tee, 122 on the approach, 25 around the green, and 121 putting. All right, my next golfer that I'm going to be fading this week, Jason Kokrak. Although I enjoy him having the same name as me, it is a good name, at least in my opinion. 17% for a golfer that is coming off of a win and then a missed cut. I think he needs a little bit of time to reset, if you will. 29th here 2 years ago doesn't really get me excited either. So when we look at a strokes gain rank, why people want to play him this week, well, we know it's a bomber and putt course, and that is what Kokrak has been doing for a good part of the last year. Given the fact that we had the missed cut and the break in the form, I think maybe a spot of regression. So for 9,500, close to 20% ownership, I don't need to be there. 22 off the tee, 61 on the approach, 184 around the green, and fourth putting is his strokes gain ranks this year. Okay, the fourth golfer I want to fade here this week, and it is more along the lines of what I just said about Kokrak. The form is just not quite there right now. I'm not sure why people want to play him this week versus last week. It is a little bit of a course history thing. I'm not really sure. But it's Cam Tringali. He's coming in at 8,100 this week. Over 20% owned right now. I suspect that'll come down a little bit, but still highly owned. For me, I think he's a good 10% mark because the form is just not there. It used to be. Then the weird nine holes at the PGA Championship hasn't really recovered since. 99th off the tee, 50th on the approach, 30 around the green, and 18 putting for a strokes gain rank this year. So for Tringali, pretty good year statistically, and the results have followed. But I think we're in a spot of regression. So even though he's coming 30th and 5th in his last two tries here, I'm going to take the other side. And surprise, surprise, I am going to be fading Webb Simpson this week. Now, I know a couple of my other comrades here at Awesomeo like him or have been playing him. But for me, he's hurt. We saw Paul Casey last week really struggle to go around and play 18 holes each day. Now, he did it and did it all four rounds and ended up paying off value because he went eagle, birdie, eagle on Sunday in a three-hole stretch there, 13, 14, 15 at TPC Cromwell. But with Casey, he hits the ball pretty far. When Webb Simpson has his back hurt, I absolutely can be out driving him. And that has shown it happened at Torrey when he missed the cut wildly. And now he's getting no discount from his current form being 10,600. And it looks like no discount in the ownership either. It's still going to come in around 20%. So for me, I'll gladly fade him. I know he came in eighth last year, but given the fact that he's the third highest priced golfer this week, he needs something better than an eighth place. So I'll take the other side. Strokes gain rank 80th off the tee, 60 on the approach, 12 around the green, and 16 putting. Certainly you like that, but don't need it that much on this golf course. So for me, I'll be fading Webb Simpson. So that'll fade Keegan Bradley, number one, Jason Day, two, Colcrack, three, Tringale, four, and Webb Simpson, five. That'll do it for my top five fades video. Of course, if you're looking for those sleeper videos or the values, they are live right here on the Osmo YouTube channel. And of course, you can catch Ben, Raza, and I live on the PGA DFS Strategy Show at 2 o'clock. We'll take your questions. We'll go over some of our strategy for the week. And if you missed that live, you can play it on playback through YouTube or any podcast provider. You can just listen to our voices and get my ugly mop off the screen. So until next week, everybody, where we're going to be heading to the John Deere Classic. Good luck at the Rocket Mortgage, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.